This week, when surfer Spiros Vamvis thought he caught a wave off the coast of California, he was unwittingly getting the ride of his life. Mr. Vamvis, who is 60 years old, works as a therapist, lives in San Clemente, California, and joins us by telephone. Spiros Vamvis, tell us about what happened when you were surfing on Monday.
Robert, I generally surf every morning, and I went across the street like I normally do, and it was a beautiful day. I caught three or four really nice waves, and I was paddling back out into the ocean to wait for another wave. And as I was watching the waves come toward me, I felt this thunderous roar. It's so hard to describe. It was like a thunderous roar with swirling water underneath me. And it lifted me upward. And as I was being lifted upward, I looked down and I was sitting on the back of an enormous whale. And I could tell because it had barnacles on its back. And I'm used to surfing with dolphins around me, but this was quite a bit different, both in size. It was huge, and then the barnacles on its back.
How big, when you say it was huge, how big a whale was this?
There's really no way for me to estimate it. Let's put it this way. As I was lifted out of the water and I was looking downward, the only thing I could see was the back of the whale.
Now, I should say for skeptics in our radio audience right now, there were witnesses on the beach who saw this.
Oh, yes. There were three or four lifeguards that watched the entire incident. They had been following the whale. And then there was a group of women that play volleyball on the beach every morning. They were following the whale, as well as some surfers that had been out that morning. They were watching everything that was going on. I was facing out toward the horizon, though, with my back to the beach. And they said they were yelling, but I couldn't hear anything. I could just hear the waves out there.
Now, recall for us the instant at which you figured out what it was that had come up from underneath you. It was a whale. And what did you think at that very moment?
The funny thing is, Robert, I can tell you honestly, I didn't panic. I wasn't scared. I've spent so many years surfing, half, you know, all my life. I just felt that this was totally out of my control. This thing was so powerful that I felt like a toothpick.
Well, what did the whale do after it lifted you up?
When he lowered me back into the water, and he did it so gently, I didn't slide off my board even once, which would have been really scary. Then he started his descent. And I kept waiting to see the end of the body because it just kept going on and on forever. I said, where is the end of this animal's body? Finally, the tail appeared, and it surrounded my surfboard. And then it descended down, and there was like a sucking, a vacuum sound. And if he had thrown me off my board or flicked me with his tail, or certainly if he had rammed me, I don't know how he would have made it. So all I can describe is that it's almost like he was playing with me. I'm still in awe of what happened. Just totally in awe because he could have hurt me so badly, and yet he chose to just gently give me a ride and then put me back.
Spiros Vamvis, surfer of San Clemente, California, thank you very much for describing your ride on that whale, dude.
Nice to talk to you, Robert.